Americans' confidence in their government is near an all-time low. So if immigration reform is going to work, it's essential that we have the confidence of the American people and that it's done the right way. This is a very difficult issue. If it weren't a difficult issue, it would have been dealt with sometime over the last 15 years. It's a political football that's been kicked around and kicked around.
Game on when it comes to immigration. It is a football, no doubt about that. That was Speaker of the House John Boehner. What do you think, folks? Are you anxious for that pathway to citizenship? Do you really care if we have accountability when it comes to who's coming in and out of our southern border? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up on this show, of course, we have our cheap movie reviews, plus we look at DVDs with Jock from Down Under. And in between, we're talking about what's coming out of the dumbest place in the land, and that would be Washington, D.C. I know it's easy to name call and point fingers, but sometimes out of frustration, it just makes us feel better, doesn't it? So the immigration legislation that was moving quickly toward a full Senate vote kind of triggered this standoff between competing wings of the Republican Party. This isn't a surprise. It was going to happen. It was destined to happen. And here's the thing. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, is launching a national petition against the Gang of Eight's bill. He says it's ridiculous and it has no real reform. He said we need to send a strong signal to the grassroots folks in the neighborhoods, suburbs, cities, rural areas, that there is opposition to this bill. He says it's urgent. In fact, I got the email. He sent emails out all over the place. He says we got to stop them. We're going to give amnesty to an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants with no guarantee of a secure border. The Senate debate is in its final stages, and this is Cruz, and it's true, and we need to send Washington a strong signal of overwhelming opposition to this amnesty bill from Americans across the country. So here's the deal. Are you opposed to the pathway to citizenship? I'll tell you what. The price tag for this, the problems of the lack of accountability, because there is no secure security at the border, he's exactly right on that. He's exactly right on that. Because at this point, it would be an absolute joke to pass any kind of legislation without having some kind of a specific roadmap on what's happening along the southern border as far as fences, technology, stopping people crawling across, coming by water, digging tunnels, whatever. We need to know. There needs to be a system, and there just isn't a system yet. So it's just stupid. It's the dumb out of Washington. You can't have a pathway, for goodness sake, if you clearly don't have an orderly way to account for who's in and who's out. Now, listen, some people would slip through the net, but 11 million, no, not even close. Not even close. Do we want more illegal immigration? I don't think so. You know, I had somebody say to me the other day, again, and I hate this question. I hate when people ask me this question, and it's come up, I think, my entire life, where somebody will say, well, you have people here in this country who are doing jobs that Americans wouldn't do, really? I can tell you, living in a border state in our satellite facility in Texas, that I personally know a couple of Texans who would gladly grab a saw, swing a hammer, and help build houses, especially since the home building industry is back up again. But they can't get hired on any crews. The people who get hired on the crews are the people who are here illegally, at least in my neck of the woods, that are hanging around the 7-Eleven. They jump in a truck. They're cheap day laborers. They get the money they need, way more than they could make in Mexico. and then the foreman and the builders are happy because they cut some costs down that way, and it's easy peasy. Now, some of the people in the development where some of the other homes are being built might complain because of porta potties and cans being thrown in the neighborhood, different things that are happening at sites. I've heard a lot of complaints. But forget that for a second. It's not about that. It's about the fact that the Americans who would do those jobs are not getting those jobs. They don't speak Spanish, and they aren't coming in at a couple of dollars an hour. And we also see this with when it comes to lawn services and whatnot, because somebody will cut down your trees, your giant, huge oak trees, for a couple of $100s versus what the other companies will charge you, who you set up the appointment, they come out, they do it. And these are jobs that Americans would do, but they're being undercut. And, of course, who can blame somebody who's here illegally? It's the perfect thing to do. Drive around the neighborhood. You've got a card. You put the card out. You'll go into the trees. You've got a couple of guys working with you. Cut them down for less than half the price. There's two jobs Americans would do, and I can think of about five others. So forget that question we keep asking about, well, these are jobs that Americans wouldn't do. It's not true. So ultimately, the bottom line on this is, as the Senate was poised to repeat the mistakes of 86, that was the immigration overhaul the first time, by putting the promise of border security after the other provisions, there are people like Ted Cruz who are saying, nah, we want real border security. So we've already done this. We've seen the circus. We've been down there. We're not doing it this time. And that means you got to come up with something we know that's tangible, something we know that will work. In fact, Senator John Cornyn from Texas as well offered an amendment to delay legislation until any border security improvements were proven effective. But it was sidetracked on a vote 54 to 43. Jeff Sessions, David Vitter, all senators, Chuck Grassley, Mike Lee, all were on the Hill to criticize the latest move. Now, Senator Marco Rubio, who is vital to getting any of this through, endorsed an amendment that came out on Thursday saying the choice is to try to fix this or leave it the way it is. What we have to do today, because we have a disaster of epic proportions, we need to fix this, and this is our chance to fix it. So will we get a strong bipartisan vote within a few days to pass the measure that sits on top of the president's second term domestic agenda? Because remember, this was his big push. Some Republicans think so. Others think that it will not happen. They've got to vote the money. They've got to vote for the securing of the borders, or I don't think they get it. So it means more Border Patrol agents, more technology, more surveillance, drones, etc. A requirement for employers to verify the legal status, can you imagine that, of potential workers, and a biometric system to track foreigners who enter and leave the United States at air and seaports and by land. Bravo if we had that, huh? But then we got to pay for it. And then we got to argue about how much to pay for it. Let's hope we have some accountability. All right, we're lightening the load. Coming up on the flip side, we're kicking back. We're taking you to the movies next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Brilliant student Jeff Chang has the most important interview of his life tomorrow, but today it's still his birthday, and what starts off as a casual celebration with friends evolves into a night of debauchery that risks to derail his life plan. 21 and Over stars Justin Chong. The directorial debut of Dustin Hoffman, Quartet is a high-drama comedy about temperamental divas and old grudges. Passion and Pride, Romance and Regaletto, starring Maggie Smith, Tom Courtney, Billy Connolly and Pauline Collins as four retired opera singers. After India's father dies, her uncle Charlie, who she never knew existed, comes to live with her and her unstable mother. She comes to suspect this mysterious, charming man has ulterior motives and becomes increasingly infatuated with him. Stoker stars Dermot Mulroney and Nicole Kidman. When a couple discovers that a brass teapot makes them money whenever they hurt themselves, they must come to terms with how far they are willing to go. Directed by Rama Mosley, The Brass Teapot stars Juno Temple.
Let us ride to Camelot!
This week's cult movie, Let's Talk Camelot. No, not the Kennedys, but King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. King Arthur and his knights embark on a low-budget search for the Grail, encountering many silly obstacles.
My friend, why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
Like all Monty Python films, this one is irreverent towards the base material, with scenes tied together at times with completely unrelated skits.
We are the knights who say...
So grab some spam, lock up your holy hand grenades, and split your sides laughing to this great movie. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
I have to push the pramalot.
Excellent job!
On second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot.
You gotta love that. Thanks, Jack. That was good. That's a trip down memory lane. I saw Spamalot and I laughed my head off. And the Holy Grail, if you have never seen Monty Python and you kind of get that humor, is my humor. Check it out. Rent it. It's probably cost you a dollar or something like that to rent it if you can find it. All right, in theaters this weekend, this is big. Let's kick this thing off. I can't wait to see this actually. They're going to need to make $400 million to break even, but it's called World War Z, starring Brad Pitt. Here's a little snippet.
Does it live in a jungle?
No. Oh.
Is it really fast?
No.
Does it live on the Great Plains of Africa?
No. Hey!
What is going on?
Hold on, guys.
Eddie, be careful on the road.
Get back in your car right now! Remain with your feet!
What is this?
It's the same worldwide. Someone doing better than we are. We don't know.
I'm scared.
How do we know they're coming?
They're coming.
You're asking me to leave my family.
I'm not gonna force you. Don't pretend you're not well suited for the job.
Baby?
Tell the kids I'm coming back. Just know I'm coming back.
You have to like zombies. It's about the zombie apocalypse. It's off of the book written by Mel Brooks' son. I think it's going to be a pretty decent hit. I think a lot of people go and see it. Whether it'll make $400 million, that is a much different story. It's a big picture for Brad Pitt, and this has been in development for a long time. Finally, it's done, wrapped, and now it's out there in the movie theaters, and we'll see how it does. A lot of kids are dying to see this. A lot of kids. I think there's going to be a lot of parents dropping off kids at the movie theaters or going to see it with them. It's called Monsters University.
Since the very first bedtime, all around the world, children have known there are monsters hiding in their closets. But what they don't know is those monsters weren't always so scary.
My homework ate my dog.
They had to go to college first.
Very funny, Sullivan.
You look great, Wazowski.
You know, if you're going to prank someone, the least you could do is think of something clever. What's happening? I don't get
it. I love college.
All right, that, I think that has great potential. I might have to go see it with my nephew. It's a follow-up to Remember the Original Monsters. And finally, The Bling Ring. Check this one out.
Let's go shopping.
You gotta love that. If you listen to the lyrics, it actually kind of gives it away. The Bling Ring is R. It's 1 hour and 30 minutes. I don't think anybody listening to America Tonight will go and check it out, unless they have a teenager. Emma Watson is in it. Leslie Mann, who's very funny, is in it. She's Judd Apatow's wife. And this is about the world of L.A., people being in love with being famous. Isn't that part of the problem of our country that we always talk about on America Tonight, by the way? So it's a group of teenagers who are on a wild crime spree in the Hollywood Hills, and it's based on true events. The group was fixated on Paris Hilton, and then from there it was other people that they also tried to track, and their victims included Paris Hilton, Orlando Bloom, Rachel Bilson, and the gang became known in the media, this is true, as the Bling Ring, and eventually they were taken down. So, box office-wise, because of the celebrity craze culture we live in, I think there are some people that will go and find this entertaining. Maybe wait for it to be on DVD. Maybe one day Jack will put this into his reviews, his DVD reviews. I don't think it's going to shatter any box office records, to be sure. If I were looking at all three pictures, the one that has the probably potential to really do the best on the weekend, because they measure your success by the amount of cha-ching at the box office, I would say Monsters University. Kids are out of school. It's kid-friendly, obviously, movie. It's a follow-up. It's G-rated. And you have voices of, like, John Goodman and Billy Crystal and whatnot. And it's your... You're two inseparable pair, the two monsters that are inseparable, and then they talk about, they give you like the prequel, what happened beforehand, and there's going to be an audience for this because the first one was very, very successful. We'll see what World War Z, what the zombies do. Dan the Man, thanks so much. You were excellent. Thanks to all of you. We're not done yet, though. Stay with us. We have a couple more to hit as we climb over the wall. Hang with us.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Underground, Posse, Blowfish, or E-Cash, it means the NSA could be tripped to possibly going through your emails. And I'm talking about if you write this in an email. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you as we swing into yet another weekend here across America where things are really starting to heat up in all senses of the word, both with the weather and with the heat that's on in Washington. Although we've seen this scene before, the drama continues, and yet we still get the same results over and over and over again. Congress doesn't care that they have a 10% approval rating as long as they get reelected. I mean it. That's it. IRS, we'll figure it out. We have a new director. We'll eventually shove it all off. We'll say that we've investigated. We'll trot people up. We'll keep doing the committee thing. And in the end, nobody's going to be the wiser. Same thing for Benghazi. Benghazi's going to be done. They'll have another committee hearing. There'll be a push, and that's it. So the ambassador and three others who should not have been killed were killed. The talking points were screwed up. They should have gotten backup. They didn't get backup. Could they have gotten out of there? Could there have been help sooner? We have lots of questions surrounding that, and they're never going to be answered. And then when it comes to what's going on now with the NSA, because of some of the loopholes and with the law and taking the Patriot Act and then slamming the Espionage Act on young Edward Snowden, he's going to come back and probably do 20 years if he's extradited from Hong Kong. So as he's being hailed a hero by a lot of people, you know, hey, you're a whistleblower. Dude, it's awesome. You let us know that we're really being spied on, probably more than we thought. They're diving for our data, and it's annoying. It's like a pelican constantly over and over and over again getting every little fish when they're already full and they don't need that information. They're say they're not targeting us, but we're supposed to believe that. But in the end, petitions, stuffed animals, flowers, balloons, that's all nice, but Snowden is going to do time. He's going to come out an old man in the end. He's not going to be like Daniel Ellsberg, who got the pass for the Pentagon Papers because the Nixon people snooped on him and tried to get psychiatric information about him, and then that was too late. They had all bets were off. They had a dump pursuing him as a traitor. But so far with Snowden, that's not what's happening, and I don't think it's going to happen. Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us. This is a big night for Illinois, and go to the land of Lincoln. Hello, Dale.
Yes, hi, Kate.
How are you? You sound tired. Are you tired?
Oh, I'm tired of these Democrats, these liberals.
Crazy what's happening.
Well, let's look at this, for example. You know, you got people calling in here from Illinois. What our state needs is one large enema to take care of some of this crap.
Yeah, we've heard that.
All kinds of crazy things going on here. But, you know, it would be laughable, Kate, except it's so serious.
Yeah.
We have a government in charge, people in charge of our government, who are so idealistic, they don't want any discussion from the other side. They think they're right, and everybody's wrong. Everybody else is wrong. They don't want to talk about anything.
Right.
So that seems to be their justification for violating everybody's rights. I hope we wake up someday. Because
before it's too late. Yeah. I like what you said. I'm going to finish your sentence. You said, I hope we wake up someday before it's too late. I mean, right now we still live in a free country. We still live under the Constitution. It is we the people. But I think, Dale, too often we forget it's we the people. And sadly, it's becoming the us's and the them's. And if you play for the other team, you have the power. You have the power of legislation. And the rest of us only have the power of voice and to give a voice to that. But it's sad. It really is. It's crippling,
well,
some of this stuff.
You just surmised, Kate, in prior to our conversation, about 35, 40 seconds of all the hell that's going on right now. And I don't think we need to say any more. We just need some action. Well, we're not going to get some of the help that we need in regard to finding out all these things. I hope we do, but I'm not very optimistic about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not too optimistic, sadly, about it as well. Dale, you have a great weekend because it's just too much. Look, you have a funnel. There's people that do stupid things. They're human. They take advantage of the system, whatever. But this is beyond taking advantage. This is ripping off Americans. That's what's happening. Because remember, we pay taxes. Our taxes are filtered into all of this nonsense, like this one. How about the USDA trying to explain spending thousands of dollars on booze and free food? This time it's the Department of Agriculture, right? They've got massive amounts of criticism being hurled at them from one person, Tom Coburn, the Republican senator, for shelling out a lot of money on subsidies for island homes for wealthy people, vodka, celebrity chef junkets. I could go on. So what the deal is, and of course there's a couple of programs. They sent letters to the ag secretary, you remember him, Tom Vilsack, and saying, you know, what are you doing with our taxpayer money? Like, check this out. The agriculture department wasted $45,000 on a West Virginia Bloody Mary mix company, spent thousands more to help vineyards across the country. Of course, if you run a vineyard, you're going to say it was much needed as far as the grapes were concerned. And then, you know, they dumped money in directions that made no sense whatsoever on an island. They were subsidizing island homes in Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard is for wealthy people. Wealthy people. The cheapest house, and this is what Coburn pointed out. I probably could dig up the same info, and he's right about this. He said the cheapest house on Martha's Vineyard is a two-bedroom condo. It's listed at $260,000. So Martha's Vineyard is getting federal housing and assistance money, despite everything that's going on with the sequester and all of that, because it's been deemed a rural area eligible for taxpayer-backed home loans. Oh, it would make you just cry. Why didn't I get that? Why can't I get a rural break on the loan? I mean, come on. So all of the amounts of money that we are blowing, that we're throwing down a rat hole is, I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy how much money. And in the meantime, we're bleeding in other areas. And if you think of it as one big piece of pie, we could shift that in a different direction. So this seems almost like a blip on the radar screen, though, compared to everything else that we've talked to, other scandals that I mentioned that are still just kind of floating around out there in the atmosphere. All right, it's going to be an abbreviated one, but quickly, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. Dan the Man is so right on top of it, by the way. He's filling in tonight. Nathan having some surgery. We wish him well from all of us here on America Tonight. Okay, this comes to us from Tommy T, and Tommy T says, Kate, I hate it, but Miami won, so congratulations to them. LeBron James is the king, even if he is a sourpuss king. Back to back, I do like Coach Spo, and it was fun to watch that series, don't you think? Yes, I watched the whole series. In fact, I watched it with my husband, who is not a basketball fan, and he loved it, except for that he wanted San Antonio to win, so he was freaking out about all the turnovers and all that kind of stuff. All right, here's one from The Rock, probably not The Rock that you're thinking of. Hey, lady, I just got to tell you, America Tonight, thumbs up. NSA, thumbs down. This controversy, this nonsense, come on. Can't we take this president down? I got to tell you, I voted for the dude twice, but at this point, I'm ready to put anybody else in because I think he's full of it. He is not transparent, and all this NSA data and trying to convince us so often at every single stop, wherever he goes and talks, that this is simply something that had to be done because we're thwarting terrorism. Kate, do you feel safer? That's my question to you, because the NSA is, what do you call it? Data diving? Yeah, data mining, data diving. No, I don't feel any safer because that's not, I think so much of that is a waste of space and time. And with some of the bigger things that have happened, ordinary citizens have stopped whoever the would-be terrorist is. Now, listen, I have some friends in intelligence, and I salute them because the two guys I know are dogged, they're amazing, and they could be making a whole lot more money working somewhere else. And I'm glad every day of my life that I have them in my life because they give me the heads up on some things. However, I think that overall, we are still missing the boat because our focus is lost on sillier things that we will never, ever settle. And I don't think spying on average, ordinary Americans is going to get us anywhere at all. One last one. This is from John in Illinois. He says, boy, immigration, this is the same old dog that we have been hunting with, and he's got no legs. They need to put it out to pasture. We are not going to pass any kind of reform. We know it's what? A poison pill? That's what the Democrats say, but I think it's a poison pill in the opposite direction. Build the fences, put the technology there, then talk to us about a pathway to citizenship. Hey, you can let your opinions be heard. Hit me up on americatonight.net. Click on contact. And in the words of Tony Soprano, bada bing, you are in.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Final few minutes of that last quarter here in America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and I gotta say, Miami Heat over the Spurs, 95-88, Game 7. Nothing like a Game 7. It was edge of your seat stuff. Back-to-back championships. LeBron James pulls down 37 big points, and this is like, you know, manna from heaven for him because he feels like he always has to prove himself. Since he bolted from Cleveland, went from Ohio to Miami and had to prove himself, and he does prove himself, and so does the Heat. I think the coach there, Eric Spoelstra, should get a lot of the credit because of the superstars, the egos, and everything that he's had to deal with. He had a great strategy heading into this, and sure enough, it paid off. San Antonio had their opportunities, but they couldn't close the deal. They missed shots they should have hit, and they just played too slow down the stretch, and Miami took serious advantage of that. So how do the Miami players feel? Dwayne Wade and LeBron James had a few thoughts.
I'm LeBron James from Akron, Ohio, from the inner city. I'm not even supposed to be here. That's enough. Every night I walk into the locker room, I see a number 6 with James on the back. I'm blessed. So what everybody say about me off the court don't matter. I ain't got no worries.
I'm about gutting it out. And I talked to my knees today. We got a conversation.
All right, so there you can hear a little bit of the excitement of what happened in the game. Dwayne Wade there talking about the conversation that he had and the overall how big this game was for the Heat. He became just the third player, James, to win the regular season MVP and finals MVP in the same season multiple times only. And this is a great trivia question. Who else did it? Only Michael Jordan and Larry Bird, two of the biggest all-time names in the great game of hoop. So there you go. Credit, Dwayne Wade was saying there, credit to the San Antonio Spurs. They're an unbelievable team and an unbelievable franchise. This is what I like about him. I give him credit for this. He said, this is the hardest series we ever had to play, but we're a resilient team and we did whatever it took. And that's the difference. They did do whatever it took in the end. And it had to be pretty demoralizing for San Antonio because they had those opportunities. They came so close to a fifth title and almost did it in that sixth game. They couldn't do it. And then Tim Duncan missing shots at the end and, you know, Manu Ginobili turning over the ball, and a myriad of other reasons that I mentioned at the top. So pretty interesting. The Tim Duncan will go down in history as, I think, one of the all-time great, great top 10 players in the NBA, but he did not pull down yet another title. So too bad for them, but celebrating in Miami. And James avenges his first finals loss when his Cavaliers were swept by the Spurs in 2007, and that helped him on the path to South Florida. And then here he returns the favor, I guess, in a way. So the Heat with the trophy is actually called the Larry O'Brien Trophy. They got it from the commissioner. And there you go. Congratulations to the Miami Heat for the big, 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 big win. All right, here at the end of America tonight, we're going to scatter shoot in a couple of different directions. So, in other words, tie up some of the odds and ends on the day, some of the things that have happened that you might not know about. We know the obvious scandals. We've been talking about them. Many of you have called about them. Thanks for the calls. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents, just like our boys from Illinois, at 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. But, you know, Mother Nature seems to always rear her ugly head at some point on America Tonight. And we've got one for you that, you know, so often we are talking about fires. What about floods? It's the other dreaded force. 100,000 people in Calgary, Canada, I was watching this, are probably going to be evacuated because of flooding. Man, you should see the floods there. Mandatory evac orders already issued for 6 different communities. The Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, is saying that military, including helicopters, have been deployed, obviously, to help with the rescue and whatnot. But it's strange. I was looking at people on their rooftops. It reminded me eerily of Hurricane Katrina. Remember what happened after Katrina? All the people that were out on their roofs and the X's on the doors and all that kind of stuff. It kind of looked like that. We want to give you a couple of high notes, too, on the day, and this is a really high, high, high note. If you watch any news at all or listen to it on the radio stations that I'm on, etc., you might have caught this story, and this is just a brilliant story. A three-year-old Grayson Clamp, he now can speak here. He can hear for the first time. He was born without that nerve in your ear that you need so you can hear. And he became the first child in the U.S. with an auditory brain stem implant. So now he's sound aware, and they don't know exactly what he hears. They're trying to figure all that out. But how cool is that? Because that nerve that he didn't have connects the brain stem to audio waves in the outside world. So his parents had him fitted for an implant, but it didn't work. Now he became the first one with the auditory brain stem implant, and they can tell already that they're seeing changes. They're seeing it work in him, and that is very, very cool. He has a external speech processor, which has a microphone. It breaks up sounds into frequency components, is what they say. So check this out. It sends information across Grayson's skin to the implant, and that's how it works. The device then stimulates electrodes on his brain's nucleus, and the electrodes are placed where the nerve would be if he had had one. How about that? The implant powered by a battery that's outside of his body. Now, this kind of a procedure, this is why it's such a big deal, has been done mostly outside of, has been really done exclusively outside of the United States, mostly in Europe. So this was approved. The FDA approved the implant for only 10 kids, and he's one of those kids. So now he's drawn to music, they say. He's turning on the radio and doing all kinds of cool things, and I think that's awesome. For the parents, it must be amazing to watch this young boy realize now some of the sights, I'm going to call them sights, sounds, whatever, around him that he wasn't able to realize before. All right, I mentioned this, I think, at the top, but how this George Zimmerman gets an all-female jury. Woo! All-female jury. Yes, it's true. The defense attorney, Mark O'Mara, completed his question-and-answer session with the potential jurors. Opening statements are going to begin Monday morning. The all-female jury will start hearing that murder case next week against the Florida Neighborhood Watch captain, George Zimmerman. And people are going to closely watch this one. So you have four alternate journals. You've got five white women, one black woman, one Hispanic woman. And you've got four alternate jurors, two women and two men, who will hear the case as well. And Zimmerman, of course, is charged with second-degree murder for the killing of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida, back in February of 2012. He says he shot this teenager in self-defense. Prosecutors accuse him of unjustly profiling and killing Martin. So this is a lot of what this tug of war is going to be like in the courtroom. Under Florida law, six-person juries, by the way, hear all criminal cases except capital offenses. The charges against Zimmerman do not make it a capital case. And some people are like, wait, six jurors? I don't understand that. That's what they do. That's what they do in the Sunshine State. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls and emailing the show at americatonight.net.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.